check out our website at www.thefantasyamateurs.com.
What is this, a fantasy baseball podcast?
Yes!
That's all we talk about on this podcast is interesting things. Jesse, go toss a potato.
Here lies Joe. He died wearing braces.
Be interesting when she has her heavy flow at times.
It's not Nick Nolte.
That damn dirty ape.
You're going to blow Arkansas?
The Hindenburger cheese.
We follow the golden rule!
I'm in a league with the Pope.
Could have been an accountant.
Replace the baseballs with hand grenades.
Thor, he's like Jesus, but for people from Norway.
Eating ain't cheating. Welcome to episode 81 of the NastyCast, fantasy baseball podcast brought to you by thefantasyamateurs.com. I'm Nathan Dawkin. You can find me on Twitter at Nathan Dawkin. I'm joined today by a man who enjoys a long, hard bite out of a raw kiwi, Joe Osachi.
A raw kiwi, yeah. I guess you can just eat them raw. No spoilers, though. I don't want to talk about kiwi quite yet because, you know, there's a lot of kiwi talk coming up, so we shouldn't probably do it right now.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, I also do enjoy a good long drink, a cool beer, as long as we're on the subject.
I mean, who doesn't? You got to wash down that kiwi with something.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm washing down anything with anything, it's a good long drink, a cool beer.
By the way, kicked him right in the kiwis is probably my favorite line from Primus's Winona had a brown beaver.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. That you were like, it was barely understood you there. And then all of a sudden I heard Winona had a brown beaver and like, wow. Yeah. That's a reference that I have
not right in the kiwis.
Heard. Right in the kiwis. But speaking of a man who has a brown beaver and who loves Winona, right out there somewhere in Skyline, we got Jesse Jordan.
Yo, I got a brown beaver for show.
Oh man,
show! I'm gonna get that brown beaver for show.
Only you can confirm.
Yeah.
Hopefully,
I really think you should stop talking like that.
So, you guys. Yeah, it's Saturday night, and we're prepping this bullshit show here. So,
we're about to record an entire hour and 10 minute podcast about fruit.
I thought we were gonna, you know, lay down a futuristic Back to the Future. You know, we got the time machine fixed, and we officially went back to, you know, pre Tuesday night and recorded this before we recorded our. You know, our Fruit Madness segment.
Yeah, that's what it is. We're classic time machine mode here. We're going back in time.
So what are we here? Why are we here, Nate? Can you inform us, like Nate, Joe, and I, why we're here? And then also at the same time inform, you know, the people that are actually viewing us and listening to us.
I could attempt to do that, Jesse. We are setting up this potentially pre-recorded episode, a special bonus episode, if you will, of the NastyCast, which is purely BS. No fantasy baseball whatsoever here. We just ran so long with Yancey that we decided to split it up into two episodes, and y'all should let us know what you think as to whether you like us just having the baseball in one episode and the BS in a separate episode. If you like it, if you don't like it or whatever, you can email us thefantasyamateurs@gmail.com or tweet us @fantasyamateurs. let's hear your opinion, because we're thinking right now, instead of just having like one gargantuan episode, maybe just splitting it up into two more, stomachable portions, if that makes sense.
And I tell you one thing.
We got to get
one thing's 100% sure. No matter what the people say, I won't care at all. I'll just do whatever I want anyway. Yeah.
That's true. That's
very true.
But the thing is, we got to get the people to the BS. We got to get it to them. So, like, they need the fantasy baseball. So, I mean, I don't know. But since it's a fantasy baseball show, we can't just get BS first. So, it's just not the way it goes. So.
Right. And if you folks ask us nicely, we might even actually be able to prod Jesse enough to go back into the catalog and start re-releasing the really old BS segments from the early.
If the split BS segments are a hit, that's my plan, is to start going back into the old archives and start splitting up those BS segments. And I might even just solo cast those BS segments.
You doing commentary on them?
Yeah, well, like me introing them. And then
just do an hour stand-up every week.
That was hilarious, folks. And then highlighting,
I think you should,
the funniest,
you should cut in. Like, yeah, you let the episode go for like 5 minutes, and you just cut in with analysis.
Analyze. I could probably analyze the bullshit pretty good. I mean, I wouldn't have any Yancey Eatons throw me in a corner then.
No, and you wouldn't have you wouldn't have that impressive fruit statistics that he always has.
Yeah, who needs fruit statistics?
Yeah, I gotta say, Yancey Eaton, he really brought it in this show. He definitely made the episode with his fruit facts.
You know, whenever we do these BS segments with our guests, we always make sure that our guests are the know-it-alls of the subject, you know. So it's just kind of like when we had McBrien on, even though Nate and I weren't, you know, we got a little bit of flack for not watching all the movies, which, you know, the ones that you had never watched are actually the ones that McB and I said we should include. And then, you know, though the rest of them were the ones you've seen. These fruits, you know, we're just grabbing fruits. We threw them all out there. We included Yancey the expert in and on the list, and then we sent the list off to the committee, and the committee presented a bracket, and then we did it.
Yeah. So, Jesse, I've got to ask you, on a scale of 1 to 10, how drunk were you by the time we got around to doing the fruit?
I was pretty intoxicated.
Because you got pretty rambly with some of your answers.
Well,
you
know what? If I went to have to sit around for 2.5, it was literally from the time we were supposed to start recording, it was 2.5 hours later. What was I supposed to do?
I think it was more than that. Yeah, we started at what, 7, and we finished up recording the show at about midnight.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like,
or later.
Well, we had an hour of technical difficulties, not that anybody needs to get into that, but then you guys talked forever, and then we took breaks, and we took breaks, and we did this, and
listen,
we did that.
I could talk to Teen Angel, a.k.a. Yancey Eaton, for hours, for days on end, if I could, if it was up to me.
I could, too, and that was the problem, is we all wanted to talk to Yancey the whole time. That's what happened.
We just didn't want to let him go.
Yeah.
We should call him right now.
We should.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got nothing else going. But if we wanted to touch on one fantasy-related thing real quick, Jesse, you probably don't care about this, but before we get into the show, I mean, we did have big-time Timmy Jims make his season debut with the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim tonight. I don't know if you guys watched. Did you guys watch any of it at all?
No. We also had another Adam Duvall homer, but I don't want to talk about that.
Of course.
I saw a highlight of him getting a flyout. That helps. Looks really, really weird in that uniform.
He was the throw in that deal. What was the trade again? I said he was the throw in that trade between you and Jesse. Which, what was that trade again?
Oh, Adam Duvall. Yeah, I was Irvin Santana for Ryan Madsen. It was a crappy starter, and Adam was thrown in. So, yeah. And I got the closer. I got Ryan Madsen. So, yeah. I think Jesse won the deal.
Well, considering he's hit 10 bombs since we made it, I think I won.
Yeah. I'd say
So, yes, I have officially been embarrassed by trade, yes.
That is pretty fun. Anytime, yeah, anyway, that is to say. Yeah, Lincecum dug into his numbers a little bit just because I was really curious to see what he brought to the table, and I also happened to be on Fantasy Alarm tonight, so I sort of had to do it instead of watching Game of Thrones all night. But yeah, he was, what, six innings, one earned, two walks, two strikeouts. Hit 90, well, averaged 89, actually, on the fastball, which is up from 87, which he had just a year ago. So that's encouraging early on. He topped out at 91. But only seven whiffs on the entire night, four on the changeup. So I would say that just based off of that one start against the poor offense in Oakland, who he faces again the next time out, not super encouraging. Dead silence.
I think you can take that. You could take that dead silence as an indication that I'm not that interested. No, I mean, whatever. He looked really weird in an Angel uniform. Like, didn't he? It just looked wrong. He didn't look right in that uniform. Yeah, it didn't look right at all in that uniform. And like, I only watched a couple, but you know, to me, it was like, yeah, six innings, two strikeouts. He was probably relying on deception and the fact that he hasn't pitched in a half a decade, and yeah, I don't think it's going to end well.
I kind of felt like the moment of silence there was like Joe basically like, Nate, I haven't prepared for this, so what do you expect from me? And then what I want to chime in was like, Joe, you never prepare for anything. So
no,
good point.
This is for
maybe
course.
Maybe mowing the lawn, which. That's what you want to go do right now, so maybe we should just let Joe
mow
his lawn.
I do need to finish mowing the lawn, and it's getting very dark, but I only got a little bit of
it's pretty much nighttime. I hope you have headlights on that lawnmower.
I do have headlights on my mower. Maybe I should go mow.
I do, yep.
I got 2 acres that need mowing. You guys want to come out and drink some beer and mow some acreage?
Absolutely. No. Well, I guess it's going to be... Me and you, Jesse, mowing that lawn.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys have fun. All right, enjoy this special bonus Nothing But Fruit BS episode of the Nasty Cast, and we'll be back with your regularly scheduled programming next week.
One time, we successfully mated a bulldog with a shih tzu.
Really? That's weird.
Yeah, we called it a bullshit.
All right, welcome back into the Nasty Cast once again, and we are done with fantasy baseball for the week, and it's time for the bullshit. Yancey, as a longtime listener of the podcast, which do you prefer, the baseball or the BS?
Personally, I prefer the BS. You guys' analysis is good, but it's the BS that you can't really get with other podcasts.
That is true. Okay, that's good to hear. Well,
I think we probably need to, like, because the last couple shows we've been like, oh, we should just talk baseball, but maybe we should just, like, the next two shows would be like, oh, we should just do BS. No time for baseball this week.
Not a bad idea. And then just keep going with that for the rest of time.
Yeah. And then we just don't ever talk about baseball ever again.
Yeah. Well, we've got the produce man himself, the master of fruits, Yancey Eaton. So, in his honor, we decided to do Fruit Madness this week, where we shall take a plethora, a veritable orgy, you might say, of fruits and mishmash them together, and we're going to declare the best fruit of all time here in this little exercise. So, we've got a couple play-in games, so I'm going to run through the matchups real quick. We've got coconut versus blueberry. And the winner of that will face off against orange, the top seed. Then we've got peach and strawberry, the 9 versus the 8. And then we've got another play-in game, mango versus plum. Mango being 13th, plum barely cutting it at 20. Election. What's the committee? What's the name?
Selection committee.
God, that's the word I was looking for. They didn't like the plum, but the winner there will take on watermelon. And we've got apple versus cherry. And then our third play-in game is grapefruit versus kiwi. And the winner of them will take on pineapple, the number 2 seed. We've got papaya versus pear. Papaya with a generous seed at 10. versus Parrot 7. Grape, the 3 seed, will take on the winner of 14th seeded Banana and 19th seeded Lemon and Lime, who have combined to join forces in this battle royale. And in our final opening matchup, it'll be Cantaloupe versus Raspberry. And if you have a favorite fruit that missed out, well, tough shit, because that's 20 fruits. And we could hardly get them all in. So we're going to start off with the play-in game. And this is, I mean, in typical Nasty Cast fashion, we've also often had deathmatch madness, you know, where these things kind of come to life and fight each other. But that's not exactly what we're doing here. We're just going to go with the fruit that we prefer. You know, we're going to judge them based on versatility and, of course, just personal preference, among many other things.
Well, Nathan, if you recall, the very first madness we ever did was what?
I really don't remember.
Breakfast!
Appliances. Breakfast madness. No, it was breakfast.
Okay.
Well, we just talked about our favorite breakfast foods, so we're kind of going back to basics.
Oh, there we go. Well, you are a basic bitch, Joe, so.
That's what they always say about me.
All right. Well, Yancey, you are the master of fruits, so I don't know if you want to sort of give us your personal grading scale beforehand, but either way, we're going to have you start us off with the 16 versus the 17, coconut versus blueberry in our first of four playing games.
Okay. So, I mean, you could go a million different ways with this, right? Blueberries are obviously delicious. But when I think of a blueberry, I think of a taste that is very replicable. There's a lot of fruits that taste just like a blueberry. It's also seasonal. It doesn't last very long. And it only grows in certain parts of the world, right? Whereas a coconut is so versatile, you can make bikinis out of coconuts.
That is a very good point,
right? I mean, there's clothing, you know, initially in that. I mean, you can use, you know, coconut milk. You can cut them open and eat the coconut gourd itself. You know, on Outcast, you use coconut husk to start fires. I mean, there's so many different utilities you can get out of coconut, and coconut milk's delicious, right? So desert islands, you know, all over the world, you have coconuts, you have palm trees. So I'm gonna go with coconuts.
Do you mean cast away there, by the way?
What did I say?
Outcast?
Oh, wow, yeah, it's getting late, and I've been thinking. Yeah. That's
like,
exactly
boy,
what I meant.
Because at first I thought you were talking about Outcast, like the rap group, and then I was like, what? Anyway, okay, got you now.
Very sorry. Yep. Yes, cast away.
No problem, I got it.
Okay. Wilson! All right, so we should probably establish an order here, since we normally go in circular fashion when we're all together, but we're on Skype, so let's go Yancey, Joe, Jesse, me.
Okay, I actually, you know, if you're just talking strictly on the taste, right, like I like a blueberry more than I like a coconut, but everything Yancey said is absolutely 100% true. You can do so much with a coconut, and just like looking at one blueberry versus one coconut, just the size, you know, the blueberries are so tiny. I mean, I don't know if that matters, but I'm going to include that in my analysis for some reason. And you can just do so much with a coconut that it's got to win.
Jesse?
You know what they say, size doesn't matter. But I guess the way I'm going to break this one down is when it comes to making muffins, there's only one thing that I prefer when it comes to in my muffin. That's a blueberry. Blueberry muffins are by far the best tasting cake, bakery good that you could ever make. Oh, I love blueberry muffins.
Jesse, I'm not disputing that their blueberry muffins are delicious, but have you ever tried my grandma's coconut muffins?
See, that's a good question.
I haven't tried any of your grandma's muffins. But, hey, I'm not done yet.
You should.
I'm bragging up the blueberry here, but when it comes to fruits, like I said, blueberry muffin, blueberries by far superior to any other muffin there is, but that's all blueberry has. I can't think of anything else blueberry that I eat. So I got to think of the versatility. I don't care for coconut as a whole, but you got coconut rum, you got coconut oil, you got coconut this, you got coconut that, and it just goes on and on and on.
We gotta go coconut. Jesse. We're gonna need you to be a little more concise here. We've got 20 fruits to roll through.
Coconut. And you should shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Wow. Wow. Well, I mean, you're getting a little rambly there. Wow. Okay. So we've got.
It's over, Nate. So you might as well move on.
Yeah. I was actually going to go blueberry just because, like, blueberry pancakes are one of my favorite things. Just, or Yancey, you just about persuaded me simply by saying coconut bikini. I mean, that was, I never would have thought of that. I forgot all about that. So kudos to you. But, okay, so.
Don't you tell me to shut my mouth when you ramble on about baseball.
Oh, how dare you?
We've got a moo cow in the in the Skype call now. How about that?
We get a moo cow.
For milking, silly. Okay, we've got coconut. Speaking of milk, we've got coconut versus orange there. So, Joe, you're gonna. Should we just start off with Yancey every time? That's gonna be way easier.
Is it? I don't know. Whatever you do, what you like. I thought we do it the other way.
Well, yeah. Well, okay. It's just there's so many more of us now. By the way, we didn't establish this. I forgot to mention it right off the jump. But since there's four of us, obviously there could be a tie. So, in the case of a tie, our special guest Yancey gets two votes. So, well, yeah, okay. I'll try to keep track of this. Joe, let's start with you then. Orange versus coconut.
Well, I think, if I'm just going on taste again, I like an orange to a coconut. But, you know, we just have been extolling the virtues of coconut for so long. And orange, I mean, there's orange juice, which is really good, and just orange slices, which are really good. But coconut can do so much, and I can't get over coconut bikinis, you know. So yeah, I go coconut.
Solid point, Jesse.
Anything a coconut can do, an orange can do better. So I vote orange. How's that for quick analysis?
That was terrific. Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of people that absolutely hate coconut out there. So it's sort of like when we were doing, the Disney madness, and we had Aladdin. Everybody seemed to want Aladdin's blood, yet he made it all the way to, I think, the finals almost, didn't he? The final four.
I think the final four, yeah. I should say, for the record, I hate coconut.
There you go.
Like any coconut dessert, I just don't like it. But, you know,
no,
I
do like, not agree.
Oh, yeah. We'll see. I mean, I feel like you either love it or you hate it, you know?
Well, see, that's not necessarily the case with all coconut things, because I love coconut milk. Like, if you just pop a hole in a coconut and suck the milk out of it, that's great. But
well,
it's amazing. And I've also tried coconut water, and that's one of the most vile things that has ever entered my mouth. I only took two sips of it because the second – after the first time, I'm like, it can't be that bad, can it? People drink this stuff. So I took a second sip. And yeah, it's disgusting. So coconut can be both good and bad, in my opinion, anyway. But I mean, you can't beat the overall versatility of the orange, like you said, with the orange juice and the slice. I mean, you could do so much with it. Just a terrific color, by the way. I mean, it's got its own color. You can't f with that. So,
good.
So
point.
I gotta go with orange. What do you got, Yancey?
All right, guys. I don't know if you guys ever watched Gilligan's Island, but there was an episode where the professor actually built a non-combustible engine out of coconuts and sand. So just to add another layer to the versatility of the coconut, right? Just throw that out there.
That's some
also want to mention the fact that everybody always talks about oranges and orange juice, right? I live in Florida, and our state flower is actually the orange blossom. We obviously produce a lot of oranges here, and I know that the results of this bracket are going to have huge implications on the Florida economy, so I don't say this lightly. Orange juice is a lie, okay? I don't know if you guys are familiar with the process involved with orange juice, but basically, whenever they squeeze oranges, it will go sour very, very quickly. So what they do is they have to extract all the oxygen out of the orange juice, but then it loses its flavor. So, of course, they chalk that all-natural orange juice. They fill it with concentrate to get the flavor to last, and you'll buy it and continue buying it, and it's sweet, right? The orange juice you guys know and love is not real orange juice. I'm sorry you had to hear it like this, but it's true, okay? Whenever you add that to the fact that, like I said, the coconuts, you can build non-combustible engines out of them. I'm going to go for the 16 beating the 1. I'm sorry. I have to vote for coconuts.
Wow.
I feel like Neo when he took the red pill or the blue pill or whatever, you know, the Matrix and all that, all the things that I thought about orange juice are no longer true.
This is true.
God, that's the next thing. Next thing you're going to tell me is that we didn't actually walk on the moon.
Well, no, we didn't do that. That's true.
No!
God, it's all a lie, Nate.
Oh, my God. This has been the worst day of my life. All right. Moving on then to Peach versus Strawberry, the 9 versus the 8. And Jesse, you're going to start us off.
Well, thank you there, Mr. Nathan Dockin.
You're welcome.
This is a tough one for me, and I always get the tough ones for me. So
this, I will say, this is a tough one.
Strawberry is so versatile. It does... Oh, there's so many things in Strawberry. Strawberry Shake might be my favorite. But peach, like the actual fruit of peach, is so hard. Like, you can't... I mean, you can eat it like an apple, but half the time you still... Like, with an apple, at least when you bite the core, it doesn't, like, try to break your tooth. You hit peach core, it sucks. Man, it's so tough. They're both good with cream. I gotta go with peach. Man, that's tough. I can't even tell you why, because I love them both so much. So whatever one I advances, I'll talk about more then. So I'm saying peach.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, this is two of my favorite fruits for sure. It's a tough opening round matchup. I mean, there's nothing better, in my opinion, than just biting into a nice ripe peach, but it's pretty hit or miss. Like, you get a lot of hard ones that are kind of bitter and sour, and that's, you know, it seems to happen to me more often than not. Maybe we just have shitty produce here in North Dakota, or maybe I just have bad luck. I don't know how to pick out a good peach, but so the thought of that is a little bit of a turnoff, and quite frankly, the versatility of the strawberry is... Yeah, it's one of the best of all the fruits, so I've got to go strawberry.
Okay.
You're up, man. Yancy.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm just like, oh, neat. you brought up the point about peaches being incredibly hit or miss, and that is my biggest downfall or my biggest downside to peaches, right? You can't ever tell by looking at them how they're going to taste, and sometimes they're fantastic, sometimes they're not. Sometimes you'll bite into a peach and, you know, it's been chilling and it's just perfect and it's amazing and it's juicy and it is heavenly, right? Like, you know, I'm getting an erection just talking about it. But
I made a whole song, right?
That's why I compare peaches to vaginas. Exactly. Everything everybody said about peaches.
Yeah.
Compared to a vagina.
Well, I can't imagine, Yancy, you working at in a produce department, for the love of God, you must have to wear really restrictive underwear.
I think we need to change the subject or something.
Yeah.
We're going down a bad path.
Yeah, but I will say this. I have had more bad or mediocre peaches than I have had good peaches. Whereas every time I buy a case of strawberries, there are good strawberries in there. And, I mean, the versatility is just bar none, so I have to vote for strawberry.
There it is. So, Joe, you got anything to say as strawberry moves on?
Sweep it.
All righty. So we're going to move on to our second play-in game, which is mango versus plum. And I will start this one. I've got to say, in my experience with mangoes, they're kind of difficult to eat. Maybe I'm just doing it wrong. Not that I ever received instruction, but they're super stringy. Like, if I buy mango flavored drinks and stuff, that's the cream of the crop. I love that. The flavor is really good, but the fruit itself, it's pretty hard to eat. Really
stringy. From what I've heard, it's a lot like with your wife in the bedroom. You're doing it wrong.
Yeah. that is definitely the case, but I don't know how to do it right. I'm still working on that. I don't know if maybe I can get some pointers from the internet somehow. That seems to be the place to go. But plums, on the other hand, I mean, plums are a little bit like peaches in that you can get a lot of sour, hard ones. But I feel like I have a better success rate with plums than with peaches. And with mangoes being so freaking difficult for me to eat, I just about sliced my finger off one time cutting into one. So I'm going to go with the 20 seed, and that's plum. Yancy?
All right, so the thing about plums, they're very seasonal, and they're hard to get, and there's only a few places in the world where they actually grow. When we do not have plums in the store, guess what happens? Nothing.
Right.
Nobody cares. Nobody asks me for plums. Nobody cares, right? However, if I do not have mangoes, I hear it. I hear it every single day. Of course, they're difficult, but I'll say this to you. Have you guys ever tried mango-flavored ice cream? It is amazing. It is absolutely amazing. Super, super underrated flavor of ice cream. Plums are super forgettable. I mean, accessibility-wise, everything like that, it's got to be Mango, and I don't think it's close. So Mango.
Oh wow.
Joe. Boy, I don't know what to say here. I mean, I'm probably just ignorant, right? But if I had to, like, I do agree. Plums, like,
I think we can all agree that you're ignorant. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no it goes without saying. I think it's kind of like saying small sample size in like the first week of the season. We should just stop saying it, but. I don't get a lot of plums, obviously. I mean, you know, they're not around very often, but I feel like when they are around and I do have one, I really enjoy it. So, I mean, maybe just on a lark, just because I remember having a really good plum one time. I'm going with plum.
One time he had a good plum.
It was really good, though.
That must have been.
Yeah. In my mind, the only good plum is a prune. And we all know what prunes are worth.
They're good. I like prunes.
Yeah. God. You guys are idiots. So, because of the fact that the NastyCast folks are idiots and I'm surrounded by them, so thank God Yancey's here, I'm going to go with Mango. And there's no reason to even explain it because mangoes taste better than plums. I don't care about the actual fruit. I'm talking about the versatility here. The mango juice, mango margaritas, mango whatever, mango everything is just way better tasting than your sorry ass plum.
All right. Yeah, that is a fair point with the versatility. So the winner then, Mango, and we will start off with Yancey with this one. Mango versus the 4-seed watermelon.
All right. It's watermelon, and no type of analysis is needed. I think watermelon was criminally underseeded. It's watermelon by far.
Joe?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not as probably a big a fan as watermelon as everybody else will be, but I like a good watermelon, and I know obviously I was down on mango based on the last round, so I go watermelon as well.
Jesse,
I don't think there's I don't know how I can even say this because watermelon. I mean, there's really no point even going to me because my vote's the same as the other two.
Okay, yeah, it's a clean sweep. Not much discussion needed. I mean, especially if you're gonna put your dick in one or the other, you can't really put it in mango. But watermelon, you could really bang the shit out of one of those.
I was gonna say, how long will it take before we started this? I was gonna interrupt and say, how long will it take until we start saying which one is more convenient to have sex with or better? You
know? And the answer
I was never going to say that.
And Nate did it. So.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, watermelon goes on. We've got apple, the 12 seed somehow, versus cherry. So perhaps the most criminally underrated fruit so far, apple with the 12 seed. Joe, start us off.
Yeah, this was one that I didn't get at all when I looked at it. It was my only comment on your 109 texts that we got involving fruit madness, which I came home after work and looked at my phone and there was 109 fruit related messages on my phone somehow. But anyway, the one thing I took out of it was apple shouldn't be 12. You know, cherries are good, but they're small. It's really good flavor, but then they have a pit. I don't like pits. You know, that's just me. But apple, you can do a lot of, you know, apple pie, the apple juice. And I like the taste of a good apple, biting into a good fresh apple in the summer. You know, sitting below the apple tree, all that stuff. I'm going apple.
Jesse?
Apples are delicious. The versatility of an apple. Obviously, you can make apple crisp, apple pie, blah, blah, blah. But their true versatility is in all the different styles of apples. You know, I won't go into all the different flavors, blah, blah, blah. But that's their true, like, there's so much difference between a red apple and a yellow apple and a green apple. Like, there's so many variety of flavors. Blah, blah, blah. Anyways, but the thing is, have you ever frozen apple and then ate it? You can't
frozen?
Do it. You can't freeze an apple and eat it. Whereas cherries, if you freeze a cherry and eat it, it's so amazing. Like, I don't know how to explain it. The texture is just, you guys will have to try it. Don't bite too hard so you don't break a tooth on the pit. I get the work part, and I'm the lazy man, but apples have a core too. So if that's the reason why I'm going to hate cherries, it's I can't do it because I like to freeze my cherries and then eat them. So I'm going cherry.
Wow. All right. Well, I would never, ever do that because I have sensitive teeth. And if I put any kind of solid frozen food in my mouth, that would be a form of torture to me. So I will never do that. And I also will never vote for cherry over apple because, I mean, have you ever had apple juice? Yeah, it's delicious. You ever had cherry juice? I didn't even think so because they don't even make it because that'd be gross.
No, they do. I'm going apple.
It probably wouldn't be that bad, actually, cherry juice.
So we'll see what Yancey has to say. He'll be Yancey.
Go juice a cherry. See how that works.
So what you were saying, Jesse, about the different types of apples, there are actually 2,500-plus varieties of apples grown in the United States. I'm looking this up on applefacts.com. Wow. 2,500 just in the United States and 7,500 varieties overall.
Which makes it unfair. It's they're on PEDs. Get them out of here.
I'll say this too, as somebody, I'll say this as somebody who successfully managed a produce department for almost 2 years. There is nothing more disgusting than picking up slimy cherry pits all over my department. I don't know what it is about that fruit, but people, whenever they start biting into it and they get that pit, instead of doing what you do with an apple core, which is throw in the trash can, they spit them all over the store. I will find them everywhere. I will go to the meat department and lift up a pack of T-bone steaks, and there will be cherry pits that somebody has thrown in there. Like, it's so disgusting. Wow.
Why are people eating fruit in the store? I mean, don't you have to buy it first?
You would think. You would think. I'll tell you guys a really quick story, a really 15-second story. One time I was working in my department. I was filling some of the tables, and there was this old guy, and he was in one of the little electric carts. And I watched as he drove up to this cherry display. He stuck his hand in the bag of cherries, popped some in his mouth, right? And I'm literally looking at him, and he's looking right at me, dead in the face, right? This is an old man who's, he's on his last leg. He does not care. What am I going to do? He knows I'm not going to throw him in jail, right? I literally look at him, and I'm like, are you enjoying yourself? He looks at me, spits it out on the floor, and salutes me. He does not care. I mean, this. I hope I never get to that point where, like, I'm completely disillusioned with what society thinks or you know knows to be correct, but cherries are disgusting. So let's keep it moving, and I vote for apples easily.
They're not disgusting. Wow. You're just talking from your own experience. No.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay, so apple wins handily. Okay, moving on to what?
You're pissing me off.
Move on. Jesse's just mad about cherries.
You guys have never had a cherry pie, obviously.
Jeez, my cherry. You know, if I was going to put a point towards cherry, it would be the fact that they had a song made out of it. But my counterpoint to that would be that I hate that song.
You should just shut your mouth, because Warrant is better than any band that you've ever been to. And we'll talk about grapefruit and kiwi.
Yes, we will. That is our play-in matchup. Number 3, the 15-seed grapefruit versus 18-seed kiwi. I've lost track of who's starting now.
I think it's you.
I think it's me. Sure. Joe, you started apple cherry.
Yeah, it's Jesse.
So I'm after you. Okay. Well, grapefruit Jesse. Kiwi is... God, there's this... The community, like I always often like call them, kind of like chlamydia. It's way too late. This podcast should have been over an hour ago, so I can't even apologize to you guys for drinking so much, but it's their fault, not mine. Grapefruit versus kiwi. Both these fruits suck in my mind. Which one would I rather eat? It'd be grapefruit any day. You throw a little sugar on it, it's fine. Kiwis are disgusting. Look at those things. They're brown. They're tan.
They
have hair on them. It's a furry little creature. Honestly, when I see the thing, I think it's a huge fat caterpillar that got way too big and like imploded. And like when you touch it, it's squishy. It's so gross. And I can't stand looking at them. You cut them up. They're green. Yeah, they're sweet. Blah, 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 blah. Grapefruit by a mile.
All right. You know, I'm not the biggest fan of bitter things in general. Though, like you said, obviously you slap a little sugar on that grapefruit. It's not bad.
You talk to Joe and hang out with Joe all the time.
Yeah, he's very sour and bitter.
And he's very bitter.
I also do like to put sugar on him from time to time. That said...
You and Def Leppard both are always pouring some sugar on me.
God, I hate that song even worse than Cherry Pie. So bad. So bad.
Just seemed like an obvious joke to make. Sorry about that.
Hey, Nate, maybe you should go back to the 80s and live a little.
Oh. It was low-hanging fruit, as they say.
Perfect. All right. You know what? I mean, kiwis, like you said, they're fuzzy, which is kind of weird for a fruit. Brown, which is also off-putting. But then you slice into that soft little bad boy, and it's bright green. And it's got cute little edible seeds in it. You know, if they're on the whole, I like to think that they're like Neanderthal boobs that are really, you know, hairy and squishy and small. So for that reason, I'm going to vote kiwi.
That okay. is a really weird reason.
Is it my vote?
Yep.
Okay. I'm actually glad that you did vote kiwi. I'm not going to lie. Kiwi is actually my second favorite fruit. I won't reveal just yet what is my first. Whoa. But I will give you guys a quick little fun fact about kiwi that you may not have known. I actually didn't know this until a couple weeks ago when my wife told me this. Did you guys know that you can eat kiwi seed? Or I'm sorry, kiwi skin? Did you know that?
I did
you
not
You can literally
know that.
Bite right into it like an apple. Like, and I did not know this. Okay, so I tried it. No. Okay, listen. I said the same thing. I'm like, that's disgusting, and I'm never doing it, right? I swear on everything I've ever loved. Take a kiwi, hold it up to your mouth, take a bite into it. It is so juicy. You will not even feel the skin at all.
If you could see me right now,
dude, I'm not kidding. I would not lie to you. It is the most delicious snack. If you look in my fridge right now, I literally have like a huge, like,
I'd rather
10-pound case of kiwi.
Bite into the pimple on my back.
No, I'm telling you, you're letting aesthetics get in the way of what is a very, very delicious fruit. So I vote kiwi.
Wow. All right. Big nod to kiwi there. I think we've
Barry
all learned something
Baker
very important.
Barry Baker will be happy. Good fan Barry Baker tweeted us about how he was disappointed that kiwi didn't even make it.
That's right. Yeah, he thought kiwi was off the list, but it made it. So, Joe, any final thoughts before grapefruit is eliminated?
Well, that was it, yeah, because Yancey's got the two votes, so it's over. I would have voted kiwi anyway for this one specific reason. When my daughter was like, I assume you can still see it, the lawnmower picture on my Skype or whatever, but when she was like 2 years old, she used to eat kiwi, and she would put ketchup on it, and it was always just like, I just would watch her and be like, wow, kid, you are disgusting.
I am so disappointed in you three, because I hate kiwi.
Kiwi's not bad, come on.
I mean, kids put ketchup on everything.
I can't even stand to look at it. Well, I would put ketchup on my kiwi to eat it, because I can't stand
it. I would not. Looking at it. I would not do that.
All right, kiwi moves on to face apple, right? Okay, pineapple versus kiwi. Is it me?
I think it's you now.
Okay. Yeah, these guys both have off-putting exteriors, although I will say pineapple is aesthetically more pleasing than kiwi with the little fur. Although I will, for sure I'm going to buy a kiwi and just bite into that sucker after what you told me, Yancey. So I will do that at some point this summer. But when you bite, you know, when you hack off
Can
the outside of
the
pineapple.
You guys stop with the biting into a kiwi. I'm going to throw up. Please.
Suck it up.
I'm leaving. I can't listen anymore about the kiwi talk.
Well, I'm trying to talk about pineapple now. So, I mean, once you hack off that skin, you got a beautiful yellow color, juicy fruit. It's delicious. And it's even fun hacking off the outs. You get a nice sharp knife and you just go, fuck. And you do that multiple times and it's enjoyable. So, kiwi, in my opinion, doesn't quite hold a candle to pineapple, which probably infuriates Yancey. So, Yancey, what is your opinion? Have I incurred your wrath?
No, I mean, I understand it. I get it. I mean, personally, I think kiwi is just delicious. But the one downside to pineapple, obviously, is it takes a really long time to mature to where you can eat it. So that's a huge downside to that. And also, to actually extract the fruit takes a lot of work, especially like if you're cutting up a pineapple. I mean, you have all the little black eyes and stuff in them. I mean, it's a messy, messy fruit, right? I want kiwi to win, but I mean, I would be doing our listeners a disservice if I said that kiwi was a more valuable or, you know, versatile fruit than pineapple. So, I mean, and pineapple is delicious too, so I really can't hate on it, and I have to vote for pineapple.
Wow. Wow. So it's over already. I don't even really need to say, but I did say, I was going to say I also vote pineapple just because it's that, I mean, that's SpongeBob SquarePants' house.
Pretty sure everybody knows my vote. But
Yeah, we do.
I really love pineapple, but
perfect. All right, well, we can talk about
plenty of time to talk about that later. There, Nate.
Yeah, and then in the next round. So our next matchup, which Yancey will be starting here, papaya at number 10 versus Pear, who is number 7.
I've never tried papaya. I just know that Spanish people buy it a lot, so I thought we should include it in the list. However, I have had pears and they're delicious, so I'm going to go with pears.
All right, one vote for pear, Joe.
Well, yeah, I mean, I feel like papaya is screwed now because the Yankee didn't vote for it. But yeah, I've never had papaya either. And I have had pears.
Who knows what a papaya really is?
Well, I assume Yancey does, but I mean, I don't personally.
All I know about papaya is that if this sounds racist, I'm sorry, that's not what I'm trying to say. But like, if you drive through like my hometown, you can always tell who is like from like the Caribbean or who the Haitians or Cubans are because they'll have a gigantic papaya tree in the middle of their yard, without fail.
It looks similar to an avocado, maybe?
It almost looks like a palm
mango.
Tree as far as like a trunk, and then it has like leaves on the top, and it has a bunch of like elongated, like almost like teardrop shaped fruits, but they're big. Yeah.
But I mean, do they taste similar like mango and stuff like that?
I have no idea.
I have no idea. Yeah, we're gonna get terrible reviews about the papaya talk, but the important part is Joe's about to eliminate it.
Well, yeah, it was over anyway because I was going to go for pear. I'm not the world's biggest pear fan, but I have never had papaya, so I got pear.
We had to at least include it, but somehow the selection committee, I always have to say committee. Cause
God, you cannot say that word.
Well, you just shut your mouth because if I said it right, I wasn't trying. So shut your mouth.
Oh, man. We've got angry Jesse tonight. All right, well, yeah, I've never even had papaya myself. I was really relying on Yancey for the expertise on the papaya.
I'm only angry because I'm going to have to listen to this podcast for 3 hours just to edit.
Good. All right. Our final play-in matchup, banana at 14 versus 19-seeded lemon lime.
Go ahead, Joe. Sorry.
Oh, I did. Yeah, sorry. I didn't realize I started it off. So, banana. Well, yeah, I know, but I didn't realize it and I had myself on mute. But either way, I'm back. So, yeah, lemon lime, I mean, clearly inferior to banana in my book. Banana, one of my favorite fruits. Monkeys like it. Is a central character in the video game Donkey Kong. Pretty much the whole point of the game is to get bananas, and I like that game. You can use it to trip people. It's got a comedy factor, so that's good. Like, you know, slipping on a banana peel, that's always funny. And lemon lime, like, they're good for mixed drinks. Like, I feel like that's the only thing I ever use those for, is if I want to put them in a drink, or else if I'm drinking a can of Sprite. Apparently lemon and lime are involved in Sprite, but I go banana. I think it's the superior fruit.
All right. One vote banana, Jesse.
This whole, like, I'd call it the southeast side. All of our listeners, you know, if they follow us on Twitter, they could have seen it in there. I just think this whole southeast bracket is just terrible. They were all misrepresented, and I didn't really talk about how, like, there's shams about other people overrated and underrated, blah, blah, blah. But I just think this whole side is terrible. This is the hard division. If whoever makes it in the final four of this bracket, like, I'm not saying they're going to win it all, but they went through shit to get there. I mean, this is a tough bracket. I love lemon and limes. Like, I literally have lemon and lime juice or lemons and limes in my fridge at all times. And maybe that's because I probably have a little bit of alcoholism in me or something. I don't know, because I put them in my drinks all the time. Like, but I do it with water. I drink water. Like, I've tried to give up drinking pop or soda or any kind of a sugar drink after supper. So unless it's, alcohol related, then there we go, back to my alcoholism. But anyways, I drink water with lemon or lime like five, six days a week, even after, whatever. I don't like drinking water plainly, so I love lemon and lime. It flavor wise, I mean, you cook with it, you do the versatility of lemon and lime is to together is, I mean, you take each one of them separate, it's so big. But Banana was so underrated at 14, and it's not even close. Lemon Lime could easily be in the lead eight, but they're not even going to win a playoff matchup because they're with Banana. And how do you beat Banana? Banana bread, banana pie, banana as a whole. Bananas suck to get open and eat because you can't just bite into it, but yeah, whatever. Banana wins.
Or can you? I mean, Yancey could let us know.
Yeah. I don't think you would want.
Real quickly, the number one or the largest company in the world by total revenue is, anybody know?
Chiquita Banana.
It's Walmart. Okay. Do you know what the number one selling individual item in Walmart is?
A banana.
I hope it's bananas.
It's bananas, right? It is bananas. Bananas is the one thing at my job where I can have every single fruit and vegetable cut from my truck, meaning like I ordered it and they didn't send it to me, but bananas. If I don't get a banana pallet in the morning, it is a freaking nightmare and people will lose their minds like you would not believe, right? With that being said, like there's such an importance put on bananas. I don't know why. In good conscience, I just cannot vote for anything else but bananas.
And the selection committee, really, you gotta give it to them. They were terrible tonight.
Yep.
You should say that. Like, you don't have to say committee. You can say committee. But
I think you're trying to merge committee and commodity together.
I do whatever I want, Nancy.
I'm not saying it's bad. I like it.
I do what I want. But what I'm trying to say is you gotta bitch about the committee a little bit.
All right, so we've got Banana winning. They will face off against number 3 seed Grape, and I have no idea who's starting.
Oh, man, yeah. I totally lost track.
It's Yancey's turn.
Yeah.
I started the last one.
So what is the matchup again, guys?
Banana versus Grape.
It's Banana, and it's not close. No analysis needed. Go.
Okay, Joe.
No way.
Boy, I really like Grapes, though. Seems unfair. man, that's a tough call. These are two of my favorite fruits. I really like bananas. I really like grapes. I talked really good about bananas. Like the main thing I like about bananas is just the Donkey Kong factor. And like when you play Donkey Kong, like on Super Nintendo, you'd always be collecting bananas, and 100 bananas is a free life. And I think that pushes it over the top.
Oh, man.
I'll go banana.
Okay.
If Joe says grape, I think the Nasty Cast overcomes Yancey there. Because I'm pretty sure Nate and I would have voted on grape based on wine alone.
You know, I hadn't thought about that, but yeah.
That's a good point.
Well, I was bringing it up. Trust me.
That is pretty much what grape
nobody drinks banana wine.
Ugh, no.
not that I'm aware of.
Aside from wine, I might have voted banana just because there was one time. Well, actually, there was several times I feel like locally where we got some grapes and there were spiders in them, like black widow spiders in the grapes, and I really haven't been able to recover from seeing that.
You could have a black widow spider show up in your garage tomorrow.
Well, sure, but not in my grapes, not in my food. It really scarred me. So, all right, anyway, banana moves on, and we have cantaloupe, which is near and dear to our hearts, versus raspberry. Joe starting off.
Well, I got a.
Sure,
I have a surprise tweet here with cantaloupe.
Okay.
Because we did tweet out to the Twitter world and wanted to ask if anybody had anything to say. And, you know, we did bring up Barry Baker, talked about Kiwi. But Evan Booth 5 tweeted us, who is a faithful member of the NASCAS Podcast League. And I think he's Bucket Brigade. So he's. That's his team name there, and I think he's currently tied with Joe for fourth place. But that's enough shout out to him. He said, "Surprise cantaloupe is seated in the mid pack in the East. Those shitty melons don't stand a chance against the raspberries."
Jeez. So, tough on the cantaloupe.
So there you go, Joe.
Okay.
It's your turn.
I'm going to side with Evan on that. Those shitty melons don't stand a chance against raspberries. Raspberries are way better. End of story.
All right, Jesse.
Well, the only advantage cantaloupe has over raspberries is the many ways you can pronounce cantaloupe. Like you can say cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe. Sure. Cantaloupe. Cantaloupe.
Of course.
Cantaloupe.
We all know
which
that.
Which is great for a sound test.
Yes.
So I vote.
We all know that Joe cantaloupe with a cantaloupe.
No. I don't really know why that started, but for some reason, whenever we do a sound check and Jesse asks us to talk, we just start saying cantaloupe.
Yeah, that's it. That's what we always do.
Which never makes it on the show, but that's something we always do, and I have absolutely no idea why we do that.
So, yeah, I would say that cantaloupe is bland and boring, and the only thing it's got going for it is it's fun to say, you know, before we start the show. Raspberries by a mile for me. Yancey, any final input?
I just want to say that anytime you guys ever go to a party and they have a fruit bowl there, what is the last thing that's left inside that bowl?
Cantaloupe.
It's always cantaloupe. And there's always like one person at the party who's like, I like cantaloupe, but then nobody eats it.
Yeah, and then nobody parties with that person ever again.
Yeah, that's the person who brought, I don't know, something stupid that I can't think of off the top of my head.
Goat cheese and crackers.
Yeah, exactly. Cantaloupe sucks. Raspberry is delicious. So I vote for raspberry.
All right, jolly good. So we are done with the opening round. We're on to the Elite Eight. We've got orange versus strawberry, the one versus the eight, and we're going to start off with Jesse.
Coconut versus strawberry.
Coconut versus strawberry. Oh, I wrote down the wrong one.
It's a good thing I'm actually keeping track over here, and you're just an idiot. But
yeah, I'm trying to talk.
Coconut versus strawberry, blah, 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 blah. These are two very, very diverse fruits.
Good thought, Jesse. Anything else to say? Jesus Christ.
I forgot I was first to go, so shut your mouth. Strawberries are very tasty when you eat them. You know, you can bite right into them. You can blend them. You can do whatever you want with them. Coconuts, kind of prep them a little bit, but you can make bikinis out of them. But I'd really much rather see a girl in a strawberry bikini. You know what I mean? Like, you know, they could do the vines and everything. I'm going strawberries.
Okay. Yeah, I would rather see a strawberry bikini because that would be much more revealing. And also, I enjoy strawberries much more. They've got a lot of versatility. So I go strawberry, Auntie.
I have to go coconut. And listen, I'm not trying to like make this a crazy result or anything like that. But let me put this one point really quick, right? Is coconut anybody's favorite? No, it's not. It's not. Okay. But think about the situation where you would be, where you had to eat coconut, right? You're deserted on an island. You are marooned somewhere. You are stranded. It is your only food source. It is your only way to get any type of liquid or sustenance whatsoever, right? Out of like sheer necessity, I have to go with coconut because somebody somewhere is going to be stuck on an island and they're going to need that. So I'm voting for coconut, and I encourage my last voter to do the same.
Survival task. Tactics only. I like it.
All right. Joe, you're the tiebreaker.
I'm not going to lie. Yancey, he's a very convincing guy. I mean, that was as good an argument as I've ever heard to vote for something. And I really wish I could go with him on it, but I just can't.
Oh, my God.
Strawberries. They're just so much better.
I wanted this to happen so bad.
I love
Welcome
strawberries.
Welcome to the nasty cast, bitch.
Stop trying to make coconut happen, Yancey.
It's not going to happen.
It's not. It's done. It's done. Okay, so we've got 4th seeded watermelon versus 12th seeded apple. And I believe it's me. This is tough. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty here. I've got to say that while the watermelon is much, much more easily bangable, much more pleasant, tough to bang an apple, the versatility of apple, just, you know, I got to give a nod to like watermelon pucker, which mixes well with juice and gets you drunk in a hurry. But, you know, apple cider, all that kind of stuff. I just can't go against apple. And I honestly, watermelon is not my favorite. I think I like the drinks and such, you know, perhaps the watermelon flavored gum more than watermelon even itself. So I got to go with apple.
You just can't stop making me puke, can you?
Why? Oh, yeah, with the
watermelon flavored gum.
I forgot. Oh, boy, I love to just put a big old chunk of gum in my mouth. Chew on that as long as I can. We just lost him. Okay, Yancey, what do you got?
Apples are important and good, and there's a lot of them. But have you guys ever Googled watermelon art? You're talking about versatility. Have you seen what you can make out of a watermelon? The shapes and pieces of artwork that can come out of it. It's incredible. Do it right now. Literally, like, there's people making, you know, porcupines and alligators and triceratops. It's incredible. Like, it's beautiful artwork. Watermelon's delicious. I don't know if you guys have ever gone to a tailgate or anything like that. Maybe you haven't. I don't know. You guys don't have, professional sporting teams in, you know, North Dakota or anything. But literally, you can make them as helmets. You can, I mean, there's a million things you could do with them. If you're ever screwing around with fireworks, I know I did that as a kid. I mean, where would we be without freaking watermelons? You know what I mean? Like, those were the most important things that you would ever blow up. And they're delicious. They're delicious. So I'm voting for watermelons.
I will urge everyone out there in the listening audience or the viewers. I don't think we ever established that, but that we'll move on. This watermelon art that you brought up, Yancey, this is fascinating. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
It's blowing my mind.
It's better than pumpkin art.
Wow. This is crazy.
Is it my turn or Joe's turn?
No, it's Joe.
I think it's my turn. So what have we had so far? We got one watermelon, one what was the other fruit?
Yeah. One watermelon, one apple.
Oh, apple. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm glad I don't have to bring the hammer on this one. I'm glad that at least somebody else gets to do it, because I hate disappointing Yancey. I got to go with flavor, though, and what I like to eat more. And I've never been a watermelon guy. You know, most people are, like, they could just eat it, you know, as summertime fruit, and they could eat it all the time. But I just, it's not my thing. I don't mind it, you know, I'll eat it. It's pretty good. But I'd much rather have an apple. And despite the fact that I haven't seen any really cool apple art, I still got to go with apple. And I should also say that despite our lack of professional sports teams in North Dakota, we at least do have, like, 17-time defending national champion Division II North Dakota State University.
It's not Division II.
Still, Carson Wentz.
Jesus Christ,
one
it's not Division II. It's Division I.
Yeah, 1AA.
Why? Yeah. That's not even – it's FCS. Why would you go away from a playoff system to a non-playoff system and play a bunch of mid-major people, because nobody big's going to play them anyways. So they should sit where they're at and at least earn titles.
Okay, we're too far.
Hold on, stop.
Yeah, we really don't need it.
But right, I'm here to talk about watermelon and apples.
Did you vote for watermelon or apple?
I voted for apple.
Okay. Jesse?
So Jesse breaks the tie. Yep.
First of all, Nate wants to talk about having sex with each of these, and apparently he's never tried to have sex with an apple, because it's probably going to be it's all about the size there, Nate. But
literally, anyways, it seems hard.
I'll get off that subject. Watermelon, so this has nothing to do with the whole fruit talk that Yancey brought up, because it is beautiful and it is amazing. I never even realized it. I always thought of, like, the carving thing as the pumpkins, blah, blah, blah. That's a whole different subject. But, like, I've bit into some awful watermelon every once in a while, but it's watermelon. Like, it's really not that bad. I'll eat an apple, like, which I think is a great apple, and I'll get halfway through it, and I'll take one bite, and there's, like, a spoiled spot, like a soft spot, and then you spit it out, and it's a brown spot, and the rest of the apple is great. I get that, but the thing is that apple was supposed to be ripe, it was supposed to be perfect, and you're still getting a bite of a bruised apple. Whereas a watermelon, it's your own fault for not eating the watermelon fast enough, because after you cut into it, I get it. But there's nothing I will sit down at a table and just eat and eat and eat and eat. I guarantee you I've eaten so many full watermelons in my life where I've just sat down at a party, somebody's cut up on a watermelon, and I just ate that the whole time. I can't not. That's why I'm maybe fat. I don't know. But I have a watermelon.
God. Watermelon will not make you fat. There's, like, no calories in watermelon.
Okay. All right, that's the ball game, though.
What?
Watermelon wins.
Watermelon wins.
Yes, of course it is. All right, pineapple versus pear in our next one. Yancey, start us off.
It's pineapple. Pineapple is freaking delicious. And pear is just like an afterthought. Pear is like something that, like, your grandma has. You know what I mean? Like, grandma, do you have any fruit? She's like, yeah, hold on, I have pears. And you're like, well, do you have anything else?
Yeah,
you know?
Never mind. Yeah.
Never mind, grandma. I'm not hungry. So pineapple.
Right.
I concur. Yeah, the only time I really feel like I ever see pears is like canned pears and not fresh pears. Like, yeah, none those are gross, and yeah, I wouldn't want anything to do with them. So I concur.
I don't think pears get enough respect. But
does it really need respect?
I like pears. I do.
You would.
I truly do. They're nice and juicy. I get juice all over my face when I eat them.
I think you would have the same problem with pineapple.
Well, to be fair, the matchup's already over, so we might as well move on.
Okay.
Well, no, I would vote pineapple anyways. You're wasting our time then.
Yeah, you're just wasting time.
Oh my God.
Our final matchup then of this round is banana versus raspberry, Joe.
That is tough. You keep, that's not even fair. Like, I do love bananas and raspberries both, because like some of these matchups, I'm like, both of them I could kind of take them or leave them. But these are definitely two of my favorite ones. Banana, you know, I don't want to keep saying that it's all about Donkey Kong, because it's not. I do love the taste of a banana. You do have to peel it. I don't know how versatile it is, but I love the taste of a banana. I like to cut them up in little pieces rather than just eat it whole. I don't know why that to me makes it seem a little bit better. Raspberries, I got no complaints about them. They're really good, really sweet, but I'll take a banana over them.
Random little tidbit about Joe. He chops up his bananas. All right, Jesse.
Yeah,
what do you
got? That's how I like them.
I'm going to break these two down to cost. And you buy a pack of, bunch of bananas, and I don't remember what it costs anymore, which is sad, but I know it's pretty much the same as buying a little 2x4-inch deck of cards full of raspberries. I will eat those raspberries before I get home, meaning I like them way more, but cost-wise in North Dakota, raspberries are freaking gold, and I can't afford eating gold all the time, whereas I can eat bananas whenever I want. Bananas.
Yeah, that is a good point with the price difference. It is a sizable gap for sure. You could buy raspberries, you know, a little box or whatever, you know, plastic carton, whatever you call it, and like pretty much down that in one sitting if you want to, for, you know, five times the price of a bunch of bananas. So one of my favorite things to do is make a protein shake after I occasionally hit the gym, and I always throw a banana in there. It just makes it so much better, so much thicker. I got to go banana.
Is it my go?
Yep.
All right. I can give you guys some quick numbers. I sell a 6-ounce and a 9-ounce pack of raspberries, right? The 6-ounce
is $2.99. Oh, I thought you were going to say methamphetamine. Like.
Oh, yeah, that too. That's a separate show.
That's after work.
Can I get a dollop of methamphetamine, please?
Just a dollop, like, please?
Yeah, like one spoonful. How much would that cost?
Oh, my God. I don't know what to say to that. All right, I sell a 6-ounce and a 9-ounce of raspberries, right? The 6-ounce is $2.99. The 9-ounce is $3.99. This is a little, like you guys said, you know, fits in the palm of your hand size thing of raspberries, and they do not last long. You're talking about a couple days worth of shelf life at the most, and they start losing their sweetness the second they're on the shelf. I sell bananas for 58 cents a pound. You can literally feed like a small village with a bundle of bananas. You know what I mean? It's not even close. Like, you can spend $10 or $12 and you can get an entire box of bananas. Also, monkeys like them. And I don't know if you guys... I don't know if you guys have anybody in your family that has hypokalemia, but it is a serious disease where like your kidney can't metabolize potassium. So I've seen the movies where like anytime like people are affected by this, they're like, oh, eat a banana, because obviously bananas have a lot of potassium. So there's some real health implications there. So yeah, bananas. I vote for bananas.
All right. Anything else to add, Joe?
That was a sweep, wasn't it? I started.
Oh, it was so long ago, I don't even remember.
It was a long time ago, yeah. Sweet.
Well, we are down to three final matchups. In semifinals, we have strawberry versus watermelon, Jesse.
You guys just keep feeding me with the tough ones. Oh, boy.
That's what we do.
The versatility watermelon, which has made it this far, and I'm the one who brought up the fact that versatility means the most – There isn't a whole lot of things that they try to mimic watermelon flavor of that actually tastes good. Like, you've had a watermelon Jolly Rancher sucker, tastes nothing like the fruit. Strawberry, a little bit closer, it tastes good. Strawberry shakes, I don't go out for watermelon shakes. But the only thing watermelon that's been decent that I think lately that I've had is a watermelon margarita, whatever thing from that Bud Light makes, which I just gave them a free plug. You're welcome, Bud Light, Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they'll be knocking on our door.
Oh, they will. Yeah. They'll be
pretty soon.
They'll be paying for that one later. Strawberry's been my favorite fruit since I was 2. I can't quit now. I'm 33. Strawberry bitches.
Yeah, no, strawberry for life. Yeah, I agree. I'm going strawberry here. I enjoy watermelon flavored things more than watermelon itself, I think.
You're an idiot.
And that is simply not the case with strawberries. I love strawberries pure and simple. So 2-0. What do you got, Yancey?
I'm really torn because I do like both of these fruits, and I don't want to prop up one by disparaging another. I will say this, like you guys said, most watermelon-flavored things do suck, with the lone exception being, you guys remember, I don't know if it was big when you were in school, but when I was in school, Bubblicious was like the joint. Like, if you had that, and you were just like a god among men, right? And that was the most delicious-flavored, you know, watermelon-flavored bubblegum ever, and it smelled intoxicating. I've told my wife, like, if I ever become an investor and I can make any product I want, I'm going to make women's perfumes, and I'm going to have two different scents. One is going to be Play-Doh because it's the most intoxicating smell ever. And the other one would be Bubblicious flavored, or a watermelon flavored Bubblicious gum as like a perfume. It's intoxicating. I'm telling you, I'll be walking like down a random street, and like I'll smell that, and like, oh my god, like the nostalgia. You know, it literally shoot me back in time to like elementary school.
Back in time. I will say, one man's treasure, another man's like garbage, or one man's garbage, another man's treasure.
Are you having a seizure?
You're seriously gonna
nailed it.
This watermelon gum would make me throw up everywhere.
Oh, yeah,
I can't stand the smell in my house.
Jesse, you're so hot or cold on things where, like, to be honest with you, for you to feel that strongly, I question whether you've ever actually had it.
He hates gum. He just doesn't like gum.
I would throw up in, 2 seconds.
That's really weird.
For some reason, he's the only human being that I've ever known that doesn't like gum.
It's not even doesn't like, he despises. You put gum in his mouth and he will hurl.
Yeah, well, it's weird.
Just don't do that, I guess. But I'm running long, so I do have to pick strawberries, though, just because the versatility. They're delicious. They are really dirty. I don't know if you guys have ever, like, cleaned.
That's a plus for me.
If you guys seen the water, like, I have to cut fruit for a living. If you guys look at the bottom of the sink after, like, I've washed a whole bunch of water, or strawberries, rather, it's really disgusting. But with that said, I'm still going to vote for strawberries.
Well, either way, it's over then, but I would have swept it, so moving on.
Okay. All right. Our penultimate matchup, pineapple versus banana. Are we on to Joe?
I don't think so, no, because I just ended that one.
Right.
So,
Jesse. No, it's Joe's turn. I started the last one.
Is it? Does it Yancey's
no, it
after
goes about
you.
Who started.
Yeah, no, he started the last one. It's you, Joe.
I'm after Yancey.
Is it?
You're after me.
I don't think I... Boy, I don't even remember. This is too far
well,
too
you're
confusing.
An idiot,
but what did you say? Pineapple versus banana?
Yeah.
The good thing about pineapple is that it's the versatility of it. I feel like you can live in it if you're a sponge that lives underwater and is friends with crabs and squirrels that live underwater somehow that have, you know, that wear spacesuits on their heads or whatever. So that's a good thing in the favor of pineapple. But ultimately, I got to go with flavor over everything on any of these. And I just like the taste of a banana better. So I go banana.
Oh, okay. Jesse?
Well, versatility gets you here. But when you're talking straight up flavor, I don't think there's, besides a strawberry and a pineapple, there's nothing better tasting out there in the world. Pineapple is, oh man, I don't even know, yeah, pineapple over banana.
Well put. This is really tough. We're really getting down to it now. I think just because for me, pineapple is more of a occasional enjoyment, you know, an extravagance, if you will, whereas opposed to we consistently have bananas in the house at all times. And also, I once ate too much pineapple as a child, and my mouth burned for like half a day, and I didn't eat pineapple for about 10 years after that. So because pineapple literally burnt me before, I'm going to go banana.
Okay. Nancy? All right, guys, I have been withholding some information from you. I almost feel like a mole, if you will. And here I am to kind of like rain on your parade, like once we get down to, you know, the final countdown. I don't know if you guys knew this, but even organic bananas, do you guys care to guess how many man-made chemicals you can find in a banana?
Oh, man, I don't think I want to know.
It's almost 24, okay? I'll for time's sake, for the sake of brevity, I will go ahead and just say it's 24. You guys have to think, where do these bananas come from? They come from the jungle in South America, right? Most of them come from Costa Rica. And you have to think, how long does a banana last, right? They literally have to pump chemicals into it to get them to stay hard and not ripen as they're on a boat and they travel by water all the way to the United States. Once they're here, they have to be transported and shipped to a distribution center. Then they have to put another chemical on them to keep them from going bad as they're inside refrigerated trucks, right? Bananas aren't meant to go into the fridge. Once they arrive, they get sprayed down again so that they actually ripen. There are so many different preservatives and chemicals in bananas. I understand like the necessity of them, but just I feel like they're almost fake. If you guys really knew what bananas are supposed to look like, they're almost brown. They're not even supposed to be yellow. So considering all that, I can't even remember who they're up against. Pineapple?
Pineapple, yeah.
Pineapple. I'm going to go ahead and vote for pineapple.
Okay.
I've been withholding information about pineapple too, so.
Whoa. A double agent.
Thank God you voted for them.
Joe?
What, isn't it over already?
It is over. We're in the championship, Nate.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I thought Joe... Did Joe not go?
Joe went first.
I started it. Man, nobody ever remembers who started. I started and I voted for bananas. But
Nate,
anyway, moving.
You're going to start off the championship.
Okay. Ooh. So pineapple won that, right?
Yes.
It's okay. Strawberry versus pineapple.
That's well, a good... It's a good...
Half
good,
of the banana split.
In the final round.
Yeah, I really thought it was going to come down to strawberry versus banana before Yancey decided that, you know, bananas are anti-mankind and they'll kill you, come to life,
thank you,
and
yes,
radioactivate your ass. But, yeah, again, I'm a little, still a little angry at pineapples for hurting my mouth when I was a child. I love a good strawberry. I got nothing against, I got no quarrel with the strawberry. So I'm going to go there. Best fruit. Yancey?
All right, I'm a pure red-blooded American, and most of the strawberries that you guys will find in my store are from America. And not that I have anything against our Costa Rican neighbors in the South, but that means something to me. And being made in America, I think, should mean something. And with that being said, I am going to vote for strawberries.
Yeah, America.
Wow.
America.
Yeah, yeah.
Anticlimactic. Championship ever.
God, oh, that was plenty climactic. Let's just chant America right now.
Once
you know what's more important in America?
Top, baby.
Like
I was
always.
Gonna start chanting, USA.
Oh, I was gonna
USA.
Say, you know what's more important than America?
And then vote for strawberries, because I love strawberries
wife.
Too, man. It's all over.
You guys have had
but
my
it was
wife's...
all over before that.
Yancy's never had my wife's fruit salad.
Anything.
No, he's never
you guys
had
have.
Anything.
And the time I should have brought it up was during the pineapple banana episode, and both of those are found in my wife's fruit salad. But the fruit salad you guys have had, one of those is missing, and that is bananas. And pineapples is our main. They're like the chopped up diced pineapples, so
sure.
You don't see them in the fruit salad, but they're a very important part of that fruit salad.
Is
but anyways, yeah, I probably would have voted for strawberry too. I wanted to talk about this fruit salad because it is
fair enough.
It's a cookie salad, I guess.
It's good stuff.
But it's like the best cookie salad I've ever had in my life. Anyway.
All right. Well, America wins. Strawberry wins. It's the best fruit on the planet. I think we've definitively determined that beyond the shadow of a doubt. It's been a hell of a ride on this episode of the Nasty Cast. In fact, it's been such a hell of a ride that we might have to split it into two podcasts because we went on really long about all this fruit and whatnot.
What year is it?
I don't know exactly. I think it's sometime. I think summer's over now. Like, it's fall.
Winter's coming.
Starting.
Yeah.
Winter is coming. The World Series starts tomorrow.
Perfect. Look forward to watching the Twins. What a comeback.
The Twins have, yep, I know, it was a crazy comeback.
They won 40 games in a row in the second half. Never happened before. Yeah.
And then they were still in last after that, and then they won 40 more in a row.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. All right, well, it's been an absolute treat talking to you, Yancey. Hopefully you will join us at some point in the future. So just for all the Bucketeers' sakes, where can they get a hold of you? Where can they find all your work out in the digital and real actual universe?
You guys can just look for the Dear Mr. Fantasy podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, anywhere where you guys get your podcasts, Dear Mr. Fantasy. And, of course, I'm on Twitter at Yancey Eaton. If you guys ask for me to follow you, sometimes I'll get a bunch of people who I don't know who they are. But if you ask, I will follow you back. I'm not one of those people who just, you know, has Twitter to feed their ego. So don't be a stranger and say hello. And thanks for having me on the show, guys. Like I said, I've been listening to you guys for a long time. I consider you guys all friends. This was fun. It ran long, but I mean, I'm not complaining. This was a lot of fun. So thanks for having me.
I will interject and say, if you don't follow Yancey on Twitter, you don't exist on Twitter.
Whoa.
Wow.
Bold words. All right, folks. Until next time, may the fantasy gods shine upon you.